Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. The newest threat to the Hudson Valley comes every day by boat and train. It's crude oil, and its impacts could devastate our communities and the Hudson River. For decades, crude oil has been transported through the region, making its way from the Port of Albany to refineries in Canada and the Mid-Atlantic states. However, since 2012, something entirely new to the valley, oil from the Bakken fields in North Dakota, has begun filling the tankers and rail cars heading downriver. Most of the 1.2 billion gallons of Bakken crude arriving in Albany each year sails past our waterfront communities or moves through their downtowns. What's the risk? Bakken crude is highly volatile. Last July, a train carrying it derailed and exploded in a Quebec town, killing more than 40 people and leveling half the downtown. An eyewitness described the scene as a war zone. Over the last 6 months, six trains bearing Bakken crude have derailed in the United States. Five of them exploded. One blast occurred just outside of Castleton, North Dakota. While there were no casualties, most of the city had to be evacuated after the 10-story fireball and toxic plume of smoke. It's not surprising that people have taken to calling these trains oil bombs. Hudson Valley cities and towns and the Hudson River are particularly vulnerable to disasters like this, and we're not prepared to handle them. In 2012, the region barely escaped catastrophe. The very first ship to transport Bakken crude oil on the Hudson River ran aground and suffered a puncture. Fortunately, it lost none of the 12 million gallons it was carrying. The odds of future spills occurring soon will increase. The Department of Environmental Conservation already has granted permits for local distributors to increase supplies to 2.8 billion gallons, more than doubling current shipments. To protect our communities and natural resources, Governor Cuomo recently issued an executive order directing state agencies to conduct a 3-month review of safety procedures and regulations related to shipping crude oil through New York. The governor also demanded that federal agencies tighten controls over the transport of dangerous fuels in areas preempted from state regulation. That's welcome news, a strong first step. But threats remain today, especially when the Winter River is jammed with ice, making a cleanup virtually impossible. Scenic Hudson has joined our sister organizations, River Keeper and the Natural Resources Defense Council, in urging state and federal officials to take additional action. At a time when the governor has announced a multi-billion dollar surplus, state lawmakers should budget additional funds for the Department of Environmental Conservation's Hudson River Estuary Program, for spill preparation and response, and for permanent preservation of protective wetlands along the Hudson River. State and federal officials should use all means available to persuade federal officials to prohibit the use of outdated, dangerous DOT-111 rail cars for the transportation of crude oil in New York. The governor should direct the State Department of Environmental Conservation conduct a full environmental review of oil distributors' pending applications to expand operations in Albany and New Windsor in Orange County. State and federal officials should conduct an assessment of local government spill prevention and response capabilities and invite elected representatives and emergency response officials from at-risk communities to engage in the governor's ongoing review of emergency readiness. And finally, state and federal officials should take action immediately to determine the financial capability of companies storing, handling, and transporting petroleum to respond to a worst-case scenario spill. At the same time, they should be required to show proof that their financial ability to respond to cleanups resulting from such spills is adequate. We've all worked too hard to create a healthy, economically vibrant region to see it damaged irrevocably by a preventable disaster. Now is the time to act. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.